Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery. This is the I Love Ann show. And as promised, I've got a guest on the line talking to us about women and guns and self-defense. I have Rob Pincus here. He is his staff, and he run ICE. I don't know whether he's talking about putting things on a slab, but we're going to talk to him. He's a professional trainer, author, and consultant. It is really exciting to have him on the line with us here today. Rob, how you doing today?
Great. Good to be here, Ann. Thank you.
Yes. Now, I made a little joke about what is ICE training company?
ICE is actually ICE, and we use the initials that stand for kind of the core fundamentals that underlie all of our programs, and they are integrity, consistency, and efficiency. And we try to bring those into all of our programs and methods so that people get the maximum value for their time and effort when they're trying to understand personal defense or when we're working with our armed professionals whose schedules and budgets are always limited.
Absolutely. Now, you work with a lot of military, law enforcement, private security. You work with all, don't you?
Yeah, really from one end of the spectrum to another. We've got an extensive list of training options and consulting options that we provide and a great network of instructors all over the country who work in the military, in law enforcement, in private security, and teaching just the average people all around the country that have concealed carry permits or have firearms in their home staged for home defense and family defense. Or also we work in unarmed areas. This evening I'll be doing a class for a group of women interested in learning about chemical and electrical options, pepper spray and tasers and things like that.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'll bet business is good for you, Rob.
Yeah, it really has been that we've had a huge change in the country over the last 20 years, kind of a resurgence in people understanding their rights and really their responsibility to take care of themselves, to be prepared to take care of their families, understanding that the government, the police, private security can't always be there, and that you may be confronted by evil, and you may need to defend yourself and your family from that evil, and that the opportunities are there to learn and to own the tools and to learn the skills and to understand basic security and safety procedures. And more people are taking the opportunity to learn and understand that area every day.
And just for the record, we're supposed to be talking about women here today because women, if I'm understanding what you're saying here, are the majority of first-time gun buyers for self-defense. Why do you think that is?
Everything I just said, I think it's an understanding that people are responsible for their own defense, and more women are realizing that firearms aren't just for guys. It's not a hobby. It's not some sporting recreational thing. It's not about hunting. It really is about being able to take care of yourself. And you know, over the last 100 years, women have become more independent and more able to take care of themselves and more assertive about their role as leaders of families and single moms and just, whether they're moms or not, just women wanting to be able to take care of themselves and the community and our culture saying that's okay and that's right and that's good and supporting that. And when you add that with the massive cultural shift we've seen over the last couple of decades towards things like easier concealed carry permits, more frequent conversations about home security, more awareness about personal attacks and home invasions, it's all, everything falls together. In fact, that just this morning on one of the major news channels, they announced, they did a tease for, after the commercial break, we'll be talking about grandmothers with guns and the number of women that are rising as gun owners in this country. So it's definitely something that people are talking about and people are aware of, and that only makes it more common. It empowers more women to get involved in personal responsibility.
You know, Rob, I think one of the things that women maybe used not to be so pro on guns was the fact of children in the household. How are people handling that in today's world?
Well, I think that there definitely was a time in our country, specifically through the 80s and 90s, where there was a sort of a backlash or a hiding of firearms and firearms culture, backlash against some of the gun violence that we saw on a national level, and of course the social upheaval that we saw in the 60s and into the early 70s, where firearms, especially, you know, obviously presidential assassinations and other high political figures being assassinated with firearms, created a huge backlash against firearms in our country that started with some gun law changes in 1968. They continued through 1986 with another major set of gun restrictions at the federal level. Then we saw, of course, the temporary so-called assault weapons ban in 1994 that went through 2004. But ever since that mid-90s sort of grassroots conservative revolution we saw in the politics of America, the tide has been shifting. It's been going back to guns are okay, guns aren't the problem, people are the problem. And in fact, because people are the problem, maybe guns for personal defense are a really good idea. And what the industry, the firearms industry, has done as a response to the fact that there are plenty of 20, 30, and even 40-year-old men and women who are coming into our industry and saying, hey, we didn't grow up with guns. We grew up during the 80s. We grew up during the 90s, and we weren't exposed to firearms at a young age. We need training. We need equipment that can be stored safely in the home. We need quick access gun safes for staging defensive firearms inside the home that prevent unauthorized access to children. And the industry has met that challenge, and we're providing the equipment, we're providing ever more efficient and reliable firearms, more convenient and secure quick access safes and vaults for the home, and certainly the training is available through any number of scores of qualified companies around the country.
Sure. Now, what do you think as far, where do you draw the line between self-defense and out of control?
Well, the intention to hurt someone else without justification, you know, there is out of control. Clearly, I think that there's a propensity to assume that it's any violent act, any act that will hurt someone else is automatically bad. You know, that's sort of the emotional response we have to that. The reality is there's a time and a place where using a firearm to stop someone, which obviously is going to involve injuring and hurting them and possibly killing them, is completely justified and the appropriate thing to do, and in some cases really the only option that some people are going to have. If you're in your bedroom of your home with your family behind you with a firearm in your hand and your husband or wife on the phone behind you with the police, hoping the police get there before the bad guy gets in your bedroom, and that bad guy kicks the door in and has a gun or has a knife, the appropriate thing to do there is to use force. And that is a violent act. And that's something that a lot of people aren't comfortable with initially. But when you really, you know, put logic to it and you sit down and think about what the other options are, just being a helpless victim, then in that case, using a firearm for personal defense is very, very different than someone who's out of control or is psychotic, just using a firearm or a car or a knife or a bomb or fire or a club or their bare hands to hurt someone with no provocation and no reason, per se.
Sure. So since women are buying the most guns, I guess, are they seeking training?
We're seeing more and more women come to the industry for training. We're seeing more and more women come into the industry and stay involved long enough to become instructors also. So we're seeing a lot of women's only shooting groups. We're seeing a lot of classes marketed as women's only classes to create a comfortable environment for the women to come in and learn. The fact is that in the best of classes, of course, they're still learning exactly the same thing that they would learn in a course that included men, because the skill sets for a human being using a firearm defensively are the same, but being presented in a way that is possibly more comfortable for someone that's nervous about guns. Possibly it's more appealing to a woman to say, oh, we want to take a class with a bunch of women. We don't want to be judged as inferior by men. The fact is, I run very, very few women's-only classes, and I would say that probably 90% of my classes have women in them. And they're treated as equals on the range, of course, and they outperform some of the men, and some of the men outperform them, and it's really a gender-agnostic endeavor when it comes to personal defense with a firearm.
Any specifics that if a woman is listening here this morning and is thinking about buying a gun that she ought to consider, or the types of guns that would be good?
Well, I think that the number one piece of advice that we give everyone is to find a firearm that first and foremost is a reliable and safe firearm, so a modern design that is efficient to use, that they can use in a way that will be very intuitive. That will be, if they want to find a firearm that is reliable. And then, of course, once they have narrowed the spectrum down to, you know, a handful of types of firearms that are available to them, they need to find the one that fits their hand the best. One of the old myths and cliches is that, you know, a smaller-handed person, which most women are going to be, needs small guns, and by that we mean very small guns. And the fact is that may not really be the best case. The smaller gun may actually be harder to shoot because there's less to hold on to. There's less interface between the hand and the gun. Sometimes women will be steered towards revolvers, which are very reliable, very efficient, but they also have a very heavy trigger pull, which means someone that doesn't have a lot of hand strength may not be able to shoot them as well, even though they feel emotionally very comfortable and very secure and very reliable. So as with everything else, just like buying a car, you want to do your research. You want to trust a professional. You want to go in and not just buy the first thing that you know you see on the lot that you like. You don't want to buy something without trying it out first. You want to take that firearm for a test drive at a range. And obviously, whether it's with ICE training or one of our certified combat-focused shooting instructors around the country, we strongly advise that women go seek out professional help. Go seek an instructor. Go take a 4 to 6 hour, one day, half day, evening, some level of class to become familiar with the different types of firearms and with the fundamentals of defensive shooting. We all know someone who was a police officer, who was in the military, or someone who's a hunter, or someone who's been a shooter all their lives, but that's very different than a professional instructor and someone who really is more than just a shooter or a hobbyist or enthusiast or even an armed professional, but someone who has dedicated their profession to educating others. And it's really important that everyone, not just women, seek out that professional to learn from. If you were going to learn how to drive a race car, you wouldn't just, you know, go down to the neighbor that has a Corvette and expect him to be able to teach you how to drive on a track. And
are you sure, Rob?
Defensive situation is an advanced skill.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, but you know, when you come to cars in South Carolina, people like to get out there and drive them.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, absolutely. We're also very passionate about our guns down here, so that's why we wanted to have you on here on WCRS today. You are, for more information, I guess we could visit your website. What's the name of your website?
The place that I would send people is to personaldefensenetwork.com. Personaldefensenetwork.com has a vast collection of free videos and articles that people can learn from. There are several articles on there about choosing a defensive firearm or getting started in your personal defense training, both armed and unarmed, and that's a great resource for anybody curious about what it is I teach or what it is that most of the progressive professionals are teaching around the country.
And the name of that website again?
PersonalDefenseNetwork.com.
PersonalDefenseNetwork.com. Well, Rob Pincus, thanks so much for calling us this morning. You have had a wealth of information and a lot of things to think about. Thanks so much for calling us today.
Thank you, Ann.
All righty. Bye-bye. The name of his website is PersonalDefenseNetwork.com. He says there's a lot of videos and whatnot there. Go check it out. His other website, which is more a professional website, is icetraining.us. So that's icetraining.us. That actually stands for, what does that stand for? I had it right here, integrity, consistency, and efficiency. So there you go. That's what we've been talking about this morning, women and guns. Here's the big advice. You see a woman with a gun, you better back off. That's right.